And good morning, Vancouver. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia. I am Jason, host of Tweets and Tunes, and I'll be here with you for the next 90 minutes for your listening pleasure. Got a great show coming up today. We've got some new music from some new local indie bands, as often is the case on our show. And of course, at Tweets and Tunes, we focus a lot on social media, different platforms where bands, musicians, fans, artists can all interact. And we've got Martin Spence in phoning us from across the pond in London this morning, this afternoon their time, from a company called Moop. And he's going to talk a little bit about their new platform and application and how the app can assist not only artists, but venues, promoters, and fans interact in a way that I haven't really seen before, and an opportunity to interact from your mobile device with the bands you love. So that is going to be absolutely fantastic. And you can get a hold of us here throughout the show. If you want to talk some social media, you want to hear a band that you love, you can reach us via phone at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. You can find us on Twitter at Tweets and Tunes. And you can contact us on Facebook as well at facebook.com/tweetsandtunes. Okay, well, without further ado, here is a band that I saw Saturday night at the Rickshaw. They had a bunch of bands playing there for some prizes. And a one-on-one meeting with Warner Brothers Records, some studio recording time. And one of the feature bands, the Magic Pixie Dream Girls, and their song, Alice.
Canadians are being bought and sold. We can no longer ignore this reality. Each of the 27 million human trafficking victims around the globe has a unique story. 80% of victims are women. 50% are children. This is not only a global injustice, but a local reality. It is happening right now in my community. We are asking you to take action today. Visit endexploitation.com. Get informed and take action. British anti-slavery leader William Wilberforce once said, "Having heard all this, you may choose to look the other way, but you can never say again that you did not know. Only question now is what will you do?" Join us and help eliminate human slavery in Canada.
Guten Tag, Vancouver. Yes, that was Capital Six from the album Pretty Lost, Autumn in the Wind. Capital Six, of course, was here live at UBC just a few weeks back. I had the pleasure of emceeing that little lunch hour event, and what a great show and a great album, Pretty Lost. And for all of you Capital Six fans out there, of which there are many, they are working on a new album, and I expect it will be released very shortly. So looking forward to getting my grubby little paws on that. Before Capital Six, that was Japandroids from the album, of course, Celebration Rock. Polaris nominees, yet they did not win. Feist ended up picking the Polaris Award for this year. But you know what? As I was told by Music Insiders, she works ridiculously hard, and well-deserved accolades for Feist. See what an iTunes commercial will do for you? Boom. That's it. That's the difference. For you bands and artists looking out there, the secret to success, iTunes commercial. And before Japandroids, it was Fink. Fink from the UK. That's our little BritCon this morning. You'll actually find Fink. They are coming to the Media Club, I believe, next week, next Tuesday night, which would be fantastic because I am going to the show next Tuesday night and will be promptly getting up at 4-ish in the morning for my show on Wednesday. So tune in next Wednesday. It could be quite entertaining. And that was their song Wheels. And of course, we kicked off the whole set with the song Alice from the Magic Pixie Dream Girls. I saw them at the Rickshaw on Saturday night, as I mentioned a little earlier. Their song Alice, great little track. No EP yet, but that's one of their first produced singles that they have out. But you can find them on SoundCloud and see some of their other works there as well. And let's say good morning to all those listening out there and feeding back with us via Facebook and Twitter. So shout out to my homies from Lisa's Hotcakes, who, not Manic Pixie Dream Girls, but Magic Pixie Dream Girls. Mob Machine up and around this morning as well. And hey, I saw DJ Jack Velvet live on Facebook getting ready. He's the show coming up promptly at 8 o'clock this morning, the Suburban Jungle. So, well, as one person said, more music, less you. So back to the music, and we have got Digits coming up. And at 7 o'clock, make sure you're listening. We've got Martin Spence in from Moog, phoning in live from London. But back to the music, Digits from the album Where Do You Belong and their song Modern Mess.
Don't know what happens now, don't expect it will ease.
And you're back on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia. And you just heard Digits from Where Do You Belong? Modern Mess was the tune. And after that, we had Wolfheart from their album Subtle Body and Reality. Now it's 7 o'clock here on the Pacific Standard Time Zone on the West Coast. And it is my pleasure to welcome to the show Mr. Martin Spence from Moop. Martin, how are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Fantastic. And calling us this morning from London?
Yep.
And as you know, in Vancouver was an Olympic city as well, back in the Winter Olympics. So how's the post-Olympic hangover in London these days?
I think we're still on a high from the summer. We had an amazing summer here.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the pictures as well. The music was great. Obviously, hard to come up with a bad set of musicians when you're talking about music from the UK. I think that's your number one export, isn't it? Since 1812, I believe. Yeah,
I think so. Yeah,
fantastic. So we had the chance to talk a little bit yesterday, and I came across your company Moop. through your aggressive Twitter campaign of tweeting at everyone that had a pulse. And obviously very effective. It caught my attention. But what really caught my attention was the platform in and of itself. And it looked, just having a chance to take a peek around there, just a great, great platform and application for whether, you know, whether you're a fan, whether you're an artist, whether you've got a music venue or you're a promoter. Some really neat technology and just some really, really cool ways of helping artists and their fans and, you know, the venues in which they play interact on a level that I've have yet to see at this point. So I'm going to turn it over to you. Tell us a little bit. Tell us a little bit about Moop, how it came about, and then we'll talk a little bit about the platform and some of the particulars.
Well, Moop really came about as a request from a band that's friends with one of the guys that works with us. And they knew we were a software company, and they wanted an app to go on phones to promote themselves. So that's where the germ of the idea came from. But very quickly, amongst that circle of friends, you know, every other artist and band popped up and said, hey, we want one as well. We want one. Can you do one for us? And we very quickly realized that, you know, if you were into, that was actually Latino music, you could end up with a phone just full of individual apps, which just wouldn't work for people. You know, you could have page after page of apps for different bands. And so we hit on the idea of building a platform, like you say, where we could where you could showcase a band, make it very simple for the bands to set up, make it very cost effective. In fact, it's free, which is about as cost effective as you can get, to enable them to promote themselves. So, like you say, the band can register for free. They can set themselves up, put a bit of a profile on there, put links off to their main website or their Facebook page, whatever they want to do there. And then they can upload sample music, they can put links on to their YouTube videos, and most importantly, they can let their fans know when and where they're gigging next. So the platform will actually alert the fan to the fact that they've uploaded new information or they've put details in of a new gig. And that's it in a nutshell.
And, you know, that's great. And like we spoke about a little bit earlier, the notification, it's a one-stop shop for, yep, you know, both artists and fans of the artist and the self. Whereas the artist can basically, you know, they can go into the actual application via the web. They can upload tracks. They can, mm-hmm, they can link to YouTube. They can promote events on there. And these events come up on, I see you guys are on the iPhone app. You've got an app for Android as well.
Yep.
And the notifications come up immediately. So as soon as they change something, you get that little notification on the phone that you can't do away with, which is great because, you know, as you mentioned, that if you're on Facebook and you're following a fan on Facebook and Twitter, you have to basically be at the computer, either logging into Twitter or on your phone and logging into Facebook and looking specifically for that stream or at that page to find out what's going on.
It's very easy to get lost in the noise on Facebook. I don't know about you, but my Facebook, it seems every day to come up with a new way that it's filtering, you know, what I'm seeing from my friends, let alone from the pages that I'm liking or subscribing to. So it's very easy for a band to get lost in the noise of Facebook or Twitter. But, you know, if you've got your phone in your pocket, like you say, and it suddenly pings at you and there's a notification there, it's very difficult to ignore that.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a great way too. You know, I find that, you know, there's bands that in venues that you want to keep track of. And something comes up, they've got a show or they've got a promotion that somehow you missed in your stream or on your timeline, and suddenly you're like, ah, you know, I could have seen that or was right there. But now this is a pretty sure-fired way to make sure that you can stay in contact with the events, and certainly for the artists themselves to make sure that what you're putting out there is actually getting recognized and seen by your audience.
Yeah, I mean, I spoke to a fairly major artist here in the UK a while back, and he was saying he gets email.
How was Sir Paul McCartney?
I wish. Yeah. And he was saying he gets emails from fans saying, hey, you know, you really should come and play in, the example he used was Belfast. And he said, I'm there next week.
Right.
And these people don't know. You know, they're fans of him. They're on his Facebook page. They're you know, they buy all his records, but somehow they just miss the fact that he's going to be playing in their city. It happens from the largest to the smallest.
Oh, sure. And, you know, especially when, you know, in a city like London or even Belfast, a great city and a great music scene, as we've got in Vancouver, there's so much going on that, you know, you talk about the noise on Facebook. Certainly, even just the noise in the local music scene, you've got so many options, so much thrown at you to really be able to differentiate yourself and get your message out to those that want to hear it and those that want to know. This is such a great way to go. Now, talk about, you know, besides having, you know, posting upcoming events, talk a little bit about the other interaction that artists can use on the platform.
Well, the next big thing for us, and it's just in a closed testing at the moment, and sorry if I use techie words, I'm from a technical background, but it's just in testing with...
Oh, it's
with
okay. We use the word close here in North America as well.
Yeah. So we're just testing with a couple of our early adopter bands with live streaming. So they're both actually... want to do the same thing. They're both in the process of recording albums, and for both bands, it's their first album. And they want to live stream some of their studio sessions out to their fans. And one of the bands in particular, a band called Electric Swing Circus here in the UK, they actually have funded their album with crowdsource funding. So they want to reward those people who have, in effect, bought an advanced copy of the album by giving them a live stream, so these people will be able to watch them in the studio laying down the track. And we think live streaming for some of these bands is going to be great because, you know, a small up-and-coming band, there's only so far they can travel. There's only so many people they can get into the small pubs and clubs and bars that are their usual venues. So the ability to live stream and show their audience, their much wider audience, what they're doing and what they're up to seems to be hitting on a real note. And the way we're doing this, you can be, as a band, you can be as professional and as technical as you want to get. What we aim to do is make it as simple as you could ask, you know, one of your friends to stand in the front row with an iPod or an iPhone or an Android phone and live stream the gig. That's its most simplest. And obviously you'd need a decent 4G or 3G or Wi-Fi connection. But on the flip side, if you want to do it with, you know, 20 cameras and an OB suite and a dedicated, you know, mixing desk, you can do that as well. So wherever you want to fall between those two extremes, you'll be able to live stream with Moob.
Right. So it's as much as you want to make of it, as little or as large as you want to go. And now the live streaming as well. So with the technology... you're going to be out and about. So there's a band that you like and they're playing on, they're here in North America and they're playing on the East Coast. You're on the West Coast and they're playing whilst you're, you know, heading home on transit or something else. You can actually, with the connection, you should be able to stream this right on your mobile device.
That's right. You'll be able to stream that. You know, so if you're sat in an airport with their Wi-Fi, as you lucky North Americans tend to get over here, if you want to use Wi-Fi in an airport, you send them an enormous check, but what I've found in the US is more and more Wi-Fi is free. You'd be able to sit there at the departure gate and watch the live stream. The other thing about when you're traveling, the Moop app is location aware, so it knows where you are. So if you are coming into a new city, you'll get a notification on your phone to tell you that, you know, the band that you follow is playing in that city tonight or tomorrow or, you know, wherever it happens to be. So the app knows where you are and when it is, so you're going to get notifications telling you that, you know, somebody you're interested in, or indeed somebody similar, because it'll work across genres, is playing tonight in the city that you're visiting. And we think that's pretty unique.
So, you know, taking that as a venue, so if you're a club owner or you have a venue, are you able to set it up then when people come in, you know, within proximity of your venue, get notifications that, hey, here's the bands that we've got playing tonight or this week or coming up?
Yeah, at the moment, we don't have something specific for venues, but that is definitely one of the things we'll be working on soon. But even today, there would be nothing to stop a venue registering as if they were a band. Just put venue in the genre when you do the registration. And then you could post all of your forthcoming events as events, so that would all show up on the app. So exactly, they'd be able to do that today, but it will be something we'll be improving for venues in the very near future.
And talking more about the live streaming, artists actually have the opportunity where they can sell tickets to a live streaming event.
Yes.
So, you know, they're going to have a recording session in the studio. They're laying down the tracks for their new album or their new EP. And they decide, you know what, we're going to give our fans, a limited number of fans, an opportunity to sit and watch what goes on during the recording and have the opportunity to do that. So they can actually, through your application, set up ticket sales to their fans and be able to sell, you know, an experience to their recording session.
Yeah, very much so. Like I say, we're in test mode at the moment with it, so that's not, if you looked at the app today, you wouldn't see that, but that's being worked on right now.
And as far as talk a little bit about, the pricing and that, how that works. I would assume that, you know, you guys in a situation like that would then just take a cut of the ticket sales?
Correct. We'd take a very small percentage. We're absolutely not looking to rip people off with this. Our whole business model is to get as many people on as possible, and then we can keep the pricing very, very low. You know, there's two schools of thought. You could make it a very exclusive app and charge people through the nose for it, or you can make it as wide as possible and keep the pricing very, very small. And that's definitely where we see ourselves going.
Now,
as I say, the base model is completely free. So there's no charge at all there.
And there's a lot involved with that. I was able to check out your website. So, you know, again, bands, artists, venues can go on to your website. And by the way, that's moup.com. That's MOUPP.com. They can go right onto your website, sign up for free. And what's included with the base, I see that they get 20 pictures?
Yeah, you can upload pictures. So that could be from your latest gig, or that could be your stock stuff that you've had done professionally, whatever you've got. Again, you don't have to have professional pictures. These days, an iPhone or an Android phone takes a pretty good picture.
Sure.
So they get that. They can upload, or we don't actually upload video. You link off to YouTube. And the reason behind that is very much driven by the bands. Bands need to have good views on YouTube. Record companies seem to be very interested in how many times your video has been seen on YouTube. So we link across. So if somebody uses the app or uses Moop to view a video of a band, that will count against their YouTube counts. You can upload your audio tracks, and that could be music you want to give away for free, or that could be samples of commercial music. And you can include links there to take you off to iTunes or Google or Amazon, wherever you're selling your music. So that's all there on the free. You get the profile, so you can put in a bit about yourself, and that's where you can put in links off to your main website and your Facebook page, your Twitter account, your ticket reseller if you're signed up with a ticket reseller. So that's all there on the free layer.
That's fantastic. And you upload, they can upload up to, you said, 20 tracks for free?
Yeah, right now there's not actually a limit. So if you get in quick, you can upload more than that. But there will be some limits put on that.
Yeah, and I had the chance. Sorry, go ahead.
Same with pictures. Right now there's no limit, but there will be a limit placed on that very soon.
Sure, so get in there. Now, and then when they've got, register now, so it's free until what, 20,000 fans download the app. Explain that to me.
At the moment it's free until at least 20,000. When we get to 20,000 app downloads, we'll make a decision on that. And you know, we need to keep the lights on ourselves. We've all got bills to pay, so we need to make a little bit of money out of this. But we're absolutely not there to try and scam people and rip money off of them.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, I think there's a great motivation then for people to get out there now and get on and get the app. And I know I downloaded it yesterday and had the chance to go and discover some artists that I hadn't heard before and be able to sample a little bit of their music. as well. And yes, you have a large contingency of Latino music on your application right now.
Yeah, right now there's Latino, but there's also there also seems to be some metal. There's a couple of folk artists. There's some punk artists, and there's artists from all over the world. That really surprised us, to be perfectly honest. We have artists on there from Brazil and from Turkey, as well as the UK and Mexico, the US and Canada. We really are a global world these days.
Yeah, and you know, I noticed that as well as we were going through the application. And it's great too, because when you pop into the app, you know, I'm just looking at it on my iPhone right now, you can go right in there, obviously, and search via the genre that you want. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking at discovering a new band, you're looking for folk, or you're looking for some Latino music, or you're looking for metal, whatever it is, you can just enter the genre right in there, and it'll start bringing up those bands. And then as soon as you follow a band or you add, that'll then place the band on your home screen, correct?
That's right. That'll place them on your home screen. And right now that home screen is a simple list, but very soon that home screen will get sorted in a combination of where you are and when things have been updated. And we're also going to then showcase bands on there as well. So if you've signed up for two or three country artists and a new country artist joins, that will showcase right there on your home screen, and you can take a look and decide whether you want to favorite them or not.
Fantastic. So not only, so you're not, you know, toiling in obscurity on the application. There's, when you sign up as well, there'll be recognition down the road, so that if someone's already following, you know, a band that, let's say, is from the folk genre, and you sign up as a folk artist, you know, there's going to be a promotion there to people that are already looking at the type of music as well.
That's right. And also, you know, if two or three bands sign up in Vancouver and then another one does tomorrow, that again will get promoted because it's near where you are as a fan.
Sure, so be local Vancouver as a fan as well. Yep. Well, that's fantastic, Martin. I want to thank you so much for coming in this morning. I think this is such a great application, and I think, you know, especially with a lot of independent artists, you know, anything that you can get into to help promote yourself and do it at no cost, you know, a couple minutes on the web to sign up and then be able to get your music out there, I think is a fantastic and an effective way, obviously, not only to reach locally and give your fans a chance to interact and see what's really going on, but really branch out to an audience that chances are wouldn't have come across you just because they didn't have, you know, the wherewithal, the technology, or just you weren't on their radar. So I think this is such a great, great app for not only musicians, but as we said, venues, promoters, and fans as well, to be able to make sure that you don't miss out on what's going on with your favorite band. So bands, they can just go right onto your website, moop.com, sign up there. And then if you want to follow a band, you don't sign up on the website, you do that right from the mobile app?
That's right. If you just want to follow a band, then if you go to Google Play or the App Store and just search for Moop, M-O-U-P-P, and download the app.
Okay, fantastic. Martin, again, thanks so much for coming in today and or phoning in this afternoon for you out there. We really appreciate your time. And I'll get you to hang on the line a second and we'll chat. But we hope to have you guys back on the show again soon, and you can let us know about some new features coming up with Moop and how the program's going.
We'd be delighted to come back on. Thank you very much.
Okay, fantastic. Thanks, Martin.
Get your Midweek Roots music fix every Wednesday evening with Folk Oasis, featuring the latest releases from Canadian and especially BC artists, as well as phone interviews and live studio sets with local and touring artists. Folk Oasis, two eclectic hours of roots music, always a Kumbaya free zone. Wednesday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. on CITR-FM 101.9 and www.citr.ca.
Saturday, October 27th. Union Events presents Alan Stone live in concert with special guests King Sick and Yuna at the Vogue Theater. Stone mixes elements of pop with soul and gospel into a soul-soothing sound. So don't miss his last Canadian tour stop. Tickets are $20 and can be purchased in advance through Zulu Records or online at unionevents.com or voguetheater.com. Doors open at 7. All ages are welcome.
Right, and we're back. That was Purity Ring from the album Shrines. Crawlers Out, not Crawler Snout, as I originally thought the first time I saw that CD. Again, thanks to Martin, Mr. Spence from Moop, from phoning in this morning from London to talk about their application. And Sunny, again, today on October 3rd. Sunny and 18 for Vancouver and for the whole week. And what makes that extra special, as I just saw via text, is that it's snowing in Calgary this morning. So congratulations, Calgary. Welcome to fall, whereas we are basking in the sunshine, and we will take it while we can get it. Got a set coming up now for those that like their music a little bit louder. We're going to kick it up with another band that I saw at the Rickshaw and friends of the show who were in studio a couple months back playing some live tunes and talking about their project. But we are going to play a little bit of Coupla right now from their CD Letters Home. This is Formerly Known.
of how your mind blues. Whiskey in the morning, anger in her soul. Shot the man 7 times around Mexico.
Good morning, Vancouver. All right, that was our Wake You Up and Get You Out of Bed set. Starting off with Kupla from the album Letters Home, formerly known. Then, of course, Tyrannahorse, also friend of the show, from their album Garbage Bears and Rumble Tumble. And we should call that the Friends of the Show set, finished off with Mob Machine. All three of them have been here in this studio. And their song, Steel, Dagger, Cow, Girl. Good morning, I am Jason. You are listening to Tweets and Tunes on CITR. It is October the 3rd. And you can find us online at Tweets and Tunes. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/tweetsandtunes. And you can even phone into the show. For all of you with rotary dials, no zeros in the number, 604-822-2487. Yeah, except for the zero and 604. Well, seemed like a good idea at the time. Anyways, this day in music, so many great birthdays today. Eddie Cochran, born in 1938, for all those fans of Summertime Blues. Chubby Checker, The Twist, and great guitarist today. Lindsey Buckingham from Fleetwood Mac. Incredible, incredible guitarist. Stevie Ray Vaughan has a birthday today. Tommy Lee, for all you drummers out there. And, of course, the local Vancouver connection with Pamela Anderson. Gwen Stefani's birthday is also today. And one of the things that I love doing on the internet is finding news stories that are a little out of the ordinary. For instance, today, police in Poland released a mugshot of a bank robber. And it seems that they are taking a little bit of flack, if you will, for the specific mugshot. They admitted that they really haven't excelled this time as far as getting that mugshot of their criminal out there. After a 10,000 euro holdup of the bank, the police did get a picture of the gentleman who stole the money. Unfortunately, the picture was of the gentleman in a ski mask where you can see only his eyes. So there, no composite drawing, a picture of a man in a ski mask the police released hoping to catch him. So chances are that may not be as successful as they had hoped, especially since the mask shows only eyes. No nose, no nothing, not even a neck. This is pretty much like the turtleneck of ski masks. So sad day for police in Poland indeed. But a great day for us. As I mentioned, obviously the weather out is fantastic. For all of you political junkies out there, it is the U.S. presidential debates tonight with, of course, U.S. President Barack Obama and GOP candidate for president Mitt Romney are going to be squaring off. Exciting things in politics with Canadian politics, as well as son of former Prime Minister Pierre Elliott Trudeau. Justin Trudeau has announced his candidacy for the Liberal leadership. Who knew? Exciting stuff in Canadian politics. That might be a bit of an overstatement, but we do what we can here. All right, well, on the genre of politics, let's play a song from Winter Sleep's album Hello Hum, or Ho Hum, and Resuscitate.
You shot me dead. Thank you.
What is the purpose of life? Why are you here? Come discuss the answers at Islam Awareness Week. The Muslim Students Association will be hosting a keynote event on Thursday, September 27th, and we'll have a booth in the sub from September 24th to 28th.
CITR 101.9 and Union Events are proud to be showcasing several excellent punk bands at the Vogue Theater this October 18th. They've got the unlimited creative and passionate Less Than Jake. They've got the infectious hyperkinetic Real Big Fish. And to top it off, they're unleashing Flatfoot 56, a band re-energizing the Celtic roots of hardcore punk. Tickets are available online at thevoguetheater.com for $28.50. But don't miss your chance to dance this October 18th at the Vogue Theater. It's going to be sick.
CITR 101.9 FM. Well, that was Ocean Noise from Lost Horizon and their song The Cause. Before that, you heard Parlevor from Kook Soul and General Hell, Love Fades. And of course, kicking that all off was Winter Sleep from Hello Hum and their song Resuscitate. Well, just wandering into the studio, the loquacious, the irreverent, the never superfluous, DJ Jack Velvet. For the Suburban Jungle coming up in just moments. Back. Walking around well for a man who fell off a four-story building. hold on here. Mic three.
Right, yeah, no, I did fall off a four-story building, but, you know, thankfully I have the strength of 10 men and was able to quickly recoup.
Yes.
But, yeah, much...
10 short, very weak.
Yeah.
Man. Escaping off a balcony, were you, or...
No. Just did something funny to my back. Didn't agree with me. Not sure what it was.
And the pain was so much you threw yourself off a balcony. Yeah. Okay. All right, well, stick around because we've got a whole lot of suburban jungle coming up. And... that's it. My, how 90 minutes flies first thing in the morning. So finish off with a couple of tracks here. This is Christine Hart from Toronto. Not only a great jazz musician, but a girl that I went to high school with, which gives her instant street cred. So we'll do that, and we'll finish it off with a little bit of Spell. So again, you're listening to Tweets and Tunes, CITR.
Some loving, oh so bad. I feel so funny, I feel so sad. I want a little steam on my clothes. Maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. What's the matter, Daddy? Come on, save my soul. I need some sugar in my bowl. I ain't fooling. I want some sugar in my bowl. Different, I've been told. Soothe me, I want some sugar in my bowl. I want some steam on my clothes. Maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. What's the matter, Daddy? Come on, save my soul. I want some sugar in my bowl. I ain't fooling. I want some sugar.
ITR 101.9 Vancouver. All right, that was Christine Hart with I Want a Little Sugar in My Bowl. And that does it. I am out of here. I now acquiesce to the master DJ Jack Velvet and the Suburban Jungle coming right up. But we are going to leave you with a little Spell featuring Prophecy Sun from their brand new EP Lol. This is Lookout. And until next Wednesday, this is Jason from Tweets and Tunes. You can follow us on Twitter at Tweets and Tunes, on Facebook.com/Tweets and Tunes. And as of next week, via our brand new website. So stay tuned for that. So stay classy, Vancouver. Have a fantastic Wednesday. Thank you.